God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Years ago, I was looking up old family places in West Texas, and I was looking for the old Rice Ranch where my grandfather was born in 1912. That ranch is now part of a larger ranch called the Williams Ranch, and so the Rice Ranch did not last forever, not even close. The Williams Ranch, on the other hand, has been around since 1899 when someone in the family took a rail car, I think from Kentucky, and landed near Decatur, Texas, and eventually bought up what was then the Rice Ranch. I want to ask you a question. How many ranches do you know of that are more than 100 years old? How many farms have been in the family more than four generations? Not too far from my home on the ranch in Tennessee is a little valley called Crystal Valley, and I had a friend who was a farmer in that area, and their family has been there since, I think, the 1860s, if I'm not mistaken. The bottom line is, it's an extraordinary thing for any business or farm or endeavor that is man-made to endure long. In fact, none of them endure forever. You know, it's sobering to think about all the institutions we think of as perennial, as being around year to year, and then realize how many we've kind of forgotten because they just gradually faded. I happened to be in a town in North Carolina this week, and I saw a department store that I haven't seen for years. In fact, I'd forgotten all about it. And as I began to think about it, I thought, you know, that used to be a very familiar name to me, and now it's almost disappeared. You know, when you start to think about life, you begin to realize that no resource or institution, man-made certainly, that you value, is eternal. None of them. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:23, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation?" You know, it's probably more probable that a farm can grow as your herd grows, because that's something that can happen, than that a dynasty in a family, in a crown, in a kingdom, in a country will last forever. There's no resource or institution made of man that you value that's eternal, but there is no reason that these things you value cannot outlive you if you will steward and cultivate them today. Now, just because something is inevitable does not mean it's imminent. So, for instance, everyone ever born eventually died. That doesn't mean I need to live dangerously today. No, it means I need to steward what I have well. And just because nothing made by man lasts forever does not mean it has to end on your watch. If there's something of importance, it could be a resource like a farm. It could be a herd. It could be something like a country and you're part in it. It doesn't endure to every generation, but that doesn't absolve you from your responsibility to be a good steward now. In Proverbs 28, verse 2, the Bible says, "For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged." It shall be long, prolonged. It's more long, more longer. It's not going to last forever, but that doesn't mean it can't last longer. Verse 16 of the same chapter says, the prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. So a wise steward, in this case a prince, in all three verses is alluded to here, there's no reason he cannot prolong both his life and the kingdom that he stewards. Now, you're not a king, I'm not a king, neither of us are princes, but both of us, whether it's a life or a farm or our kids, have things that we steward, and there's no reason that just because something is not going to be eternal does not mean that it can't outlive you. Three things I would challenge you to this morning, and they are ownership, awareness, and effort. Number one, ownership. Back to our original verse, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks." Well, how would a guy not know how his flocks are doing? Well, he hires a shepherd, and that's fine. He can delegate things, but it's still your sheep. So there ought to be some ownership in the things that matter in your life, whether it's your family or your home or perhaps your work. Certainly things that are of a different nature, things like your home church, Those are things into which you should buy in. There should be an ownership. Number two, there should be an awareness. Know the state of thy flocks. Look well. Pay attention. Know what's going on. Do you know how your kids are trending? Do you know how the things that matter to you, the institutions that matter to you, do you know how they're trending? Nothing is static. And few things die immediately. Most things just fizzle out, whether it's a body or an institution. The body of a soul or the body of people that make up an institution. So awareness. Number three, effort. Put effort into what matters. Riches are not forever, and the crown doesn't endure to every generation, but that does not mean it cannot be prolonged. And it's prolonged by wisdom, and it's prolonged by caring, and it's prolonged by effort. So no resource or man-made institution is eternal, but there's no reason these cannot outlive you if you will steward and cultivate them today.